Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Titans Pro Bowl safety, All-Pro safety. That's even better.
Yeah.
Kevin Byard joins us now. KB, what's up, man? How are you?
I'm doing great. Excited. Glad to be down here and spend some time with you guys.
Man, I don't even know where to start. Been a fun couple weeks, hasn't it?
Oh, most definitely. Definitely been a fun, six, 7 days?
Yeah.
Playing on Monday night, getting a big win in Dallas, and coming back here in Nissan Stadium in front of our fans, getting a huge win against New England, a win that we needed because, you know, we were kind of just, you know, treading water a little bit. We kind of got our heads above water now. We're trying to take this thing all the way to the playoffs.
Let's start with that game in Dallas, because growing up, just envisioning, all of us dream about playing in the NFL, and that's one of the places that you dream about playing. For me, obviously, being an older guy, was Texas Stadium, but playing the Cowboys in Dallas, that had to be kind of a cool thing.
Yeah, most definitely. That's something I'm definitely going to be able to, you know, check off my NFL's checklist. Playing in Jerry's World, it was an amazing atmosphere. You know, just the first thing I thought about when I walked into the stadium was I looked up immediately and seen that huge screen that was like 60 yards throughout the whole field.
Yeah.
And it was crazy because even when you're on the field, it's really hard to see the replay because, like, you had to look all the way up and you're worried about looking at the checks and formations and who's coming in and out of the game. So it was one of those deals. Even being on the sideline, like, you know, the coach is trying to talk to you about game plan and stuff, and you have a habit of just wanting to look up at this big, huge screen. But it was pretty awesome. Definitely something that I enjoyed.
They had to move it up.
Yeah,
because Brett Kern and all the punters would hit it, right?
Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
I'd forgotten about that, and I asked him. I said, "Are you going to try to hit the scoreboard?" He goes, "No, you can't hit it anymore. They moved it up."
I'm pretty sure he would want it to. For
yeah.
Sure.
When you walked in the stadium, did you see that star in the middle of the field and think, "I'm going to go stand on that thing"? I'm going to tell you, Tuesday morning, my friend, that's all anybody was talking about. The whole world was talking about Kevin Byard.
Would you do it again?
Would I do it again? Absolutely not, because Vrabel was already brought it up, and he was upset at me, and the NFL also fined me as well, so you probably won't see me do anything like that.
Yeah, we saw that.
But it was definitely worth it, I would say. Like, you know, everybody was asking me, you know, was it premeditated and stuff like that? I wouldn't necessarily say it was. It was kind of one of those deals where, you know, I was sitting in my bed, you know, getting ready for the game Monday earlier, and I don't know, I was just watching highlights, I seen Michael Thomas do the Joe Horn the night before, and I was watching highlights. I was like, man, I don't know, man. If I catch a pick, man, it's Monday night, man, I might run into the 50. It was just a thought. It wasn't nothing that was serious. And then I got in the locker room, and I was just getting ready for the game, and I was like, hey, Kenny, hey, if I catch a pick, meet me at the 50. Meet me at the 50. And it was a joke. Like, it wasn't serious, but, I mean, when I caught the pick, that was the first thing that came to my mind. I was pointing straight at the 50. I said, we're going. And everybody ran with me. It was pretty cool.
Here's what's funny about it from my perspective. Like, I was surprised to see you do that, having been around you a little bit. But then I thought, they really didn't do anything about it. And so then I thought, when you guys went to the sideline, I'm like, if it was me, I'd be like, look, we just went to one of the most iconic logos in sports, and they did nothing about it. These guys don't want to fight, man. We got this.
And
that's what I would have thought.
Right, and it's funny because I wasn't even thinking about that when I was, you know, in the midst of doing everything. I wasn't thinking about, you know, the Cowboys logo and it's being the biggest, you know, logo and the most recognizable thing in football. You know, I was just looking at it like, hey, it's Monday night football. I just made a great play, a big play for our team, and I'm about to go celebrate in the middle of their star, and I'm about to turn around to our sideline with my teammates and have a little bit of fun. Like, it doesn't really matter who we're playing and all this stuff. I was just, it was the statement to say that, hey, we're here to play this big time football, and that's what we're playing right now. And it was good to kind of get the sideline riled up a little bit.
But were you surprised that there wasn't more of a reaction? Because
in
the video, you could see the offensive lineman walking off the field, like looking at you,
right.
What's he doing? But they just kept walking.
And you said you thought somebody was going wild.
I did.
Right?
I did. I don't know if y'all peeped that. I actually looked to their sideline first when I ran to the star just to make sure nobody wasn't running to take my head off. I looked to the left first. Then I turned around to our sideline.
Hey, head on a swivel.
Hey, got to keep your head on the swivel. As I was always taught when you're on the field, got to keep your head on the swivel.
Right, because if somebody did that at Nissan Stadium, I think there might be a little...
You know Big 77 is going to be the first guy in the middle of the field. He's not letting it happen at all. Letting it happen.
That play, though, I mean, they had all the momentum in the world. They were mugging it up and doing the thing where they were pretending to take a picture of each other
stuff.
And y'all watched them doing all that stuff. And we all said at the time, gosh, if the Titans hang on and win this game and this starts something, that play literally That'd be the thing we pointed out that changed the whole season.
Yeah.
I mean, when you got that ball in your hands, were you thinking that big, or were you just thinking, I'm going to the star first, then I'll figure out what's next?
No, I definitely wasn't thinking that big. You know, the first thing we was thinking on the sideline was just, you know, trying to remain calm, especially right. as the defense. You know, things weren't going good for the offense. You know, they was giving us a short field two or three times in a row. But it was one of those deals where, you know, it's one of those deals where you're running on the field where, like, hey, they don't have to score. You know, just because they got the ball on the 20, 30 yard, I don't mean they had to score. You know, we had to keep playing. As long as they had to snap the ball again, you know, we have a shot. And I made the play. And like I said, it wasn't my immediate thought, but it's when I got to the sideline and I was like, and we scored a touchdown, I was like, oh, yeah, this game's about to turn around ASAP.
Real quick on that play, Kevin Byard with us at King's Dining and Entertainment in Cool Springs will be here until 6 o'clock. On that play, we're all thinking, all right, Jerry Jones signed, you know, made this trade. He gave up a first round pick. He knows everybody in the league is watching. He's going to want to show off his new toy and all that stuff and that he made the right decision. So we talked during the week that they would probably try to force feed him the ball around the end zone. Was there kind of a thought, hey, they're going to go to Amari here? Because Logan made a great play to get underneath that and force that
the high throw you guys had your hands on.
You guys had him bracketed.
Nah, for sure. And that's something that I talked about all throughout the week, just knowing that Amari Cooper's coming there.
Yeah.
It's Monday night, they have a bye week. They're gonna have some plays set up for him. And they did. You know, he scored early in the game. Mm-hmm. But and even on that exact play, he was actually the guy in motion. And I was just, you know, in the back of my it's happening fast, but in the back of my mind, I'm kind of processing like, you know, it's their starting receiver, their number one receiver. They're not going to motion him in to block a lineman or a linebacker or a crack block.
That's not what he's here
to do. This has to be a pass.
Yeah.
So when he motioned, I see him sprinting, just sprinting across my face. And I was like, the ball has to be going here. I can't let him just cross my face. And I look up in the air, and the ball was right up in the sky, and I was able to make a great play.
How long was it for you in the league till you process things like that, where you're literally watching a guy thinking, okay, that's this. And again, people, this is like in a second.
No, you're right.
And you're like, okay, that's the number one receiver. He's not here to block anybody. So I bet he's, how long did it take you in the league before you had that kind of recognition like a computer?
It just takes time. I can't necessarily say it took this time or this game or this moment. It's one of those deals where, you know, you're watching so much film and you're able to be around so many great coaches, so many coaches that have so much great experience, like Vrabel. Even my coaches from the previous staff, like LeBeau and Deshae Towns and all the DB coaches.
You were his son. That's what he said.
Yeah. No, I love LeBeau. Yeah. But just be able to have those guys around me and put so much knowledge in my head, just understanding certain situations, red zone defense, third downs. Those are the biggest stats in the game that, you know, a lot of people don't look at, but, you know, third downs, if you're great on third downs on defense, you're going to win. If you're great in the red zone, it is going to help you win games. And I think that's what we've been great this year. And I always take those small situation, third downs, red zones, and break those down throughout the week to try to catch different tendencies that teams like to do. And I feel like that's one thing that I was able to pick up on, just knowing when we get down this red zone, they might have something set up for Mari Cooper because he had just scored a touchdown. So, you know, that was kind of my thought process right there.
How difficult is it in the NFL to have an emotional national Monday night football win and then turn around and, oh, hey, there's Tom Brady and the Patriots on a short work week? Like, take us inside the locker room in a week of preparation and how that changes things.
You know, it's a little different because usually you go into, you know, you might have a big Monday night win and then you usually go into a game where they might call it a trap game where you might be playing a team that may be, you know, less inferior to you. And you might go into the game being a little bit relaxed, but, you know, we had Tom Brady coming in town. So there definitely was no relaxing in the building. I think it was actually more business-like in the building because we understood the task that was at hand. We understood that, you know, at the end of the game, we were going to be mentally, physically, and emotionally just exhausted because, you know, the game that we played. And like I said, it changed the week just a little bit, but I honestly think it just accelerated everybody's focus and everybody just want to, you know, want to kick the Patriots' tail, really.
And you did.
Really?
You did.
Boy, did that happen.
Dawn asked you about the short week, and how does that change? Because I know athletes are into the detailed, like, regiment
routines,
going through the routine, right. and that's all changed when you have a Monday nighter and then a Sunday.
Yeah, I think, I mean, it's usually harder for the younger guys, you know, because the younger guys, they're still trying to figure out their routine and how this whole NFL, you know, how the work weeks, you know, usually goes, because a lot of times you may have four weeks where you have a Monday night game, then you might have a Sunday night game, you may have a Thursday night game thrown in there. You know, we had to go to London a couple weeks back, so it's usually, I mean, for us older guys, it's usually not as hard because we already have our schedules figured out what we like to do throughout on certain days to get our body ready for the for on Sunday. But, you know, a lot of times it's usually just for the younger guys, just trying to get their bodies right and stuff like that.
So Tuesday's typically an off day. So yeah. What is a normal, like, what was your day like today?
Well, actually, today I had a couple of parents. I actually just came from Kroger's. I did a little deal with Kroger's and the Second Harvest Food Bank, where they actually
awesome.
They're doing some great things in the community.
They really are.
They really are. But on Tuesdays, I'm honestly either just getting a massage. I use kind of like a spa day for me. I may get a workout in early in the morning.
Manicure. Then
I
get it. Pedicure.
I haven't gotten one of those this season yet, but it's coming. But
hey, listen, man, I'm telling you, like athletes will say it all the time, like you got to take care of your feet.
Oh, most definitely. I mean, these are the money makers.
Yeah.
If your feet is not right, you can't do nothing right.
But have some bunion or some hangnail going on.
You'd be surprised. You see some guys feet in the locker room. But
I bet it's hammer time in there with some of the feet.
Yeah, I ain't gonna call nobody out. But
oh, come on.
But no, I mean, we're talking about. I'm either getting a massage today. Like I said, I'm getting a workout in early in the morning, and then a lot of times I mix in Pilates on Mondays. So the day after a game, I'm actually Monday morning, I'm actually doing Pilates.
What's a victory Monday like thrown in there? Because I know Vrabel on the post game video, he said, we'll see y'all on Wednesday.
Yeah, so we definitely had a victory Monday this week. But like, I still usually try to keep my same routine, because at the end of the day, you know, the stuff that I do early in the week on Monday and Tuesdays, you know, they're really key for my body on Fridays and Saturdays, you know, feeling as best as I can heading up to the game day.
We were talking to you about Kenny Vaccaro in the break. That guy was on the street.
Yeah.
You guys had a practice.
I don't know how.
At Nissan Stadium. I think it's the hottest day of the year. And out walks Kenny Vaccaro. You know, he was thinking, dude, it's way too hot here. But comes in off the street, Sip, such a great dude, was having a great camp, gets unfortunately injured. Okay, we'll go get Kenny Vaccaro?
Exactly.
He started the game out Sunday, blasted James White so hard. If he's got fillings in his teeth, he loosened every one of them.
Most definitely.
But he is a tone setter. How much fun to play with that dude.
And that's exactly what I would characterize him as, a tone setter. I can bring it back to training camp. I'll bring it back to the first day he actually put his pads on. We was going through, I think, maybe the first team period, and it was a situation where he was supposed to be fitting in the run gap as a safety, and the receiver's putting the crack blocking. And I swear, I don't know if it was maybe because he had just got there, and he was trying to make a statement or something, but we had a rookie receiver that was here. That was Jordan Veazey.
Yeah,
he was a pretty big guy.
Dude.
Listen, he ran through Veazey's soul. Like, Veazey was literally almost out of the camera angle. It was that bad where, you know, at the end of practice that day, like, coach put it up in the team meetings, like, this is exactly what we need. You know, to my fast, physical, and aggressive, knowing what to do. And it was his first day.
Yeah.
And then he also came back. He dropped an interception, but he almost caught a clean interception in the middle of the field against Marcus. I mean, like you said, he was off the street, had no real condition, and he was tired as heck that day. But just to see him out there, I mean, I just knew he was going to have a great year. And like you said, he's been a great addition to this defense.
See, that had to be a tough spot for him too, right, coming into this situation, because exactly. You guys all love Sip. And
right.
That is a tight room, too.
Sure.
So, I mean, that had to be kind of a difficult transition for him, too.
Nah, most definitely. Like you said, when he came in, we welcomed him in with open arms. Even Sip did as well. Yeah. But it's just one of those deals. It's definitely unfortunate. You know, Sip is my guy. And I know he's doing great with his rehab and things like that. But, you know, like I said, man, Kenny, it was tough for him coming in because, like you said, it was kind of in training camp. It was actually lucky because he came in a little bit early. He was able to get acclimated with the defense. But at the same time, just being able to come in, a whole new group of guys. He's been with the Saints for the past 5 years. And, you know, honestly, just talking to him now, he's just honestly happy to be on a great defense. You know, I'm not sure what was the situation in New Orleans, but it wasn't a great 5 years for him as far as defense-wise. And he's just happy to be on a great defense.
Let's talk a little bit about this secondary as a whole, because we have listeners call in and just rave about how you guys are playing right now. So the mindset, the conversations that this secondary has right now, I mean, you guys are just clicking.
Yeah, no, for sure. I mean, we have a lot of good conversations, and we just be competing with each other. You know, we talk about trying to get, you know, putting little small bets on who's going to get an interception in one game and stuff like that. But honestly, the main thing that's going around in the DB room and this locker room, period, it's just not getting complacent. You know, the last time we had a big win in Nissan, we lost 3 games straight. Like, we start feeling ourselves. We was talking about we need to get respect and all this other stuff. And we got destroyed 3 games straight. And I talked about that after the game. Like, you know, we beat Tom Brady. It was a great win. But the end day was just another win. You know, we're still 5-4. We haven't won the Super Bowl. Nothing's happened yet. We're still not even in the playoffs. So we have a long way to go, and we can't get too excited about beating Tom Brady, because at this point, you know, every game that we play, every time that we win, the next game gets even bigger. So this Indianapolis game is going to be a lot bigger than this New England game was this past Sunday.
A to Z Sports points out Titans defense in the top 10 in scoring first.
Mm-hmm.
Total yards, 6th. Passing, 7th. Rushing, 10th. And the thing about that is, and numbers are numbers, whatever they are, you guys, this eyeball test, just watching, you guys seem to be more comfortable with each other week in and week out and are getting better and are hitting your stride.
Oh, most definitely. And honestly, I honestly know for a fact we haven't played our best game yet. And the reason why I would say that, because, you know, we're talking about, like you said, numbers. And a lot of times numbers are pretty. But one thing that we are doing well is that we're not having all the flash stats. You know, we're not leading the league in interceptions. We're not leading the league in sacks and forced fumbles and things like that. But we're playing great fundamental football. And I think that's the best thing that we can do is staying fundamentally sound. You know, that'll help us win playoff games later down in the road. And that's what we're hoping for sure.
You and I were talking in the commercial break, and going right down that line, you said, look at Logan Ryan.
Mm-hmm.
Look at that guy playing in the slot and what he's doing. And you said, you know, people are going to go, where are the interceptions? You said, look at everything else that he's doing. And break that down for people, because they might be asking, you know, guys make a lot of money. Where are the interceptions? He's doing so many things right on the field, that guy.
Yeah, it's the same thing where I talked about Kenny. You know, a lot of times stats don't always tell, you know, the entire story. I talk about Kenny being a tone setter, being physical, you know, taking on two blocks to let Jarrell Casey to come make a tackle for loss in the backfield. You know, one thing that I appreciate from Logan is, number one, you know, he's a physical guy. You know, a lot of cornerbacks that's making the amount of money that he's making don't like to tackle. I think I seen a stat earlier that he's leading all corners in tackles and sacks this year. So not only is he a great tackler, he's a great blitzer.
Yeah.
He just shut down Cole Beasley and Julian Edelman the past 2 weeks. And in my opinion, he's the best slot corner in the league. I mean, because number one, I know for a fact if I talk to Logan today, of course he wants to play outside. He wants to be an outside corner. He wants to be the number one. But he's so smart, and he's such a team guy. He said, you know, I'll move into the slot. I'm smart. I can blitz. I can do all these different things. I can handle if a guy motions across the field, if I have to run off, if I don't. He's so smart, and he's just so savvy. He's just a vet, man. This guy will be able to easily play 4 more years in his career at safety just because how smart he is.
Isn't that how winning teams win, though, when guys don't care about their own numbers?
Exactly. I mean, this guy hasn't had a pick since he's been here. I mean, we've been seeing me getting all these interceptions that we talk about all the time, but this guy hasn't had an interception. But I still see him with the same hunger every single day, the same work ethic. He's coming in every single day. He watches just as much film as I do. He probably watches more film, honestly. This guy watches a lot of film. He's just a great player to play with. And when he got here, last year, I talked about him bringing that workers mentality. That he's kind of was the starter when it came to, you know, this Patriots mentality, and bringing that work ethic to the DB room. And it's been great.
Heading into the Patriots game with some former Patriots on the roster.
Right.
What was the talk from them on prior to that game? You know what I mean? Was it like, hey, look, this is what they do, this right. is what they don't do, or, hey, this one's really important to me? You know, what was it?
You know, coming from Logan, you know, I kind of talked to him a little bit last year when we played him in the playoffs, just talking about, you know, the thought process of Brady, you know, just some small things that he used to do in practice. Like, Logan used to always tell me, like, you know, I'm telling you, him and Gronk works this fade route, this back shoulder fade, every single day. He does this every single day. And just when I know certain stuff like that, it just makes me appreciate just going up against a competitor like Brady, because I had to make sure that I'm on top of my game as well. Coach Vrabel, you know, just giving just small little tidbits of, you know, what they're probably thinking in this situation, what Tom Brady's thinking. If we get a big play on first down, he's probably going to go tempo because he wants to get ahead of the chains. And, you know, Deion, it's funny, I know for a fact, I knew this game was personal for him. I definitely knew it was personal. Just by the beginning of the week, just him talking to us, he was trying to give us any kind of signals that he knew. You know, I'm literally walking around the entire building, being almost like a CIA agent, just giving all the information that he had. And, I mean, you could tell by the statement that he made at the end of the game, man.
Yes.
But, he had a big game. He had a great game, and I'm definitely proud for him, happy for him.
How great was it for the Patriots to try that receiver pass and Tom Brady to stumble in front of the line and then – Titans come right back right. on first down and run it. And
it was beautiful.
Mean, you guys had to have loved that.
Nah, it was beautiful. It's something that I think, you know, Mike Vrabel has been known for. I mean, he's a gutsy guy. You know, it's funny because I think a lot of people want to call it, you know, they have different opinions on, you know, should they have ran it not, or is it smart? Was he bringing an a-hole or whatever? You know, I kind of just look at it like it was just a great call at the perfect time. Like, who would have thought that we was going to run that play
right.
as soon as the Patriots just ran it? And it worked.
Nobody would do that, right?
Nobody.
And the thing about it is the Patriots saw it during the week because they were working on it.
Exactly.
And I'll tell you, if McCourty doesn't see that, Mariota scores and then think about what the reaction is.
I'm sure I didn't see that in practice that week either.
That's funny, yeah.
I'm not sure exactly when it was called or when they drew it up, but I didn't see him practice that week, so I like it. I like it.
Titans All-Pro safety Kevin Byard is out here signing autographs, taking pictures, kissing babies. Why does everybody get so shy when they're around you, man? I don't know what's going on here.
Regular guy.
regular guy, been a regular guy. I don't know. I'm just a fan, that's all.
Can you walk around?
Just a fan.
Can you walk around?
That had to make the Dallas thing a little more sweeter with knowing me almost watching. Just right.
I thought it was funny when you were talking about some corners don't like to tackle. I mean, he famously said, I don't get paid to tackle.
Hey, I always bring it up every time somebody bring up the Deion stuff, man. Look, he's in the Hall of Fame, and I'm trying to get there. That's all.
Man, I will say, like, there are some athletes, like, that you show your kids. Like, your kids, like, love basketball and baseball. And right. So basketball, I show them Michael Jordan clips.
Of course.
Stuff like that, because they won't see it unless I show it to them.
Right.
But I show them Deion, too. I mean, that guy was such a freak.
I honestly just wish I could have been actually grown up and, like, able to watch him play. I say the same thing with Michael Jordan. Like,
yeah.
I mean, when Michael Jordan was winning championships, I was a baby. I was just born. Like,
right.
You know, people get caught up in the whole LeBron and Michael Jordan stuff. Like, I've...
Do you ever go back, though, and look at, like, highlights and stuff? Of some of those old guys?
I mean, when I actually was growing up, I had plenty of good safeties in the league at the time. You know, I had Brian Dawkins, Troy Polamalu, Ed Reed. Those are my three top guys. I mean, of course, I always have respect for guys like Rob Woodson and Ronnie Lott. But, I mean, I feel like I already had the blueprint was laid out for those three guys, and I kind of just took after those.
So, did you always want to play safety?
Not necessarily. I wanted to be a quarterback. I thought I was going to be a quarterback.
Honestly. Well, you got a touchdown pass in the NFL.
I thought I was going to be – well, of course, my dad wanted me to be a quarterback. I think everybody's dad wants them to be a quarterback for some reason. But I thought I was going to be a quarterback. Then I ended up getting older, got a little faster, and, you know, coach was like, hey, you might need to not line up on them hashes instead of lining up behind center. So,
the fake punt, though, was pretty – I mean, that was a dime you threw out there, man. Maybe you earned some more.
It did seem like it was in the air for a really long time, though. Did it seem like that to you?
No, it definitely did, but, I mean – all I had to do was lay it out there. It was nobody over there, so I just laid it up there.
Dane was smooth running under that thing,
smooth
too,
sailing,
man.
Smooth sailing.
Have you seen any uncovered gunners since then?
Not at all. I mean, I knew I was going to have another chance, at least not this year.
Yeah.
At least not this year. Maybe I got to let the film die down a little bit so people can forget.
I listened to your comments about the bye week. You said this team needed to decide what kind of team they were going to be.
Yeah.
And I like the decision for the first 2 weeks anyway.
Right.
Like a super decision. Yeah.
Nah, that's something that we talked about throughout the bye week. Just, you know, we did so much self-scouting and so much evaluations and things like that. That was the thing we just talked about coming out of the bye week. You know, what are we going to do? Like, we can talk about, you know, what we're not doing right or this, that, and that. But, you know, we just had to make a decision on, you know, are we going to come out of this bye week and make a run to the playoffs? Or, you know, we either go, it's either sink or swim. Yeah. And I feel like, you know, we're swimming right now. And we're not at the shore right now. We're not where we want to be, but we're on our way.
One of the Pro Football Focus guys said yesterday, the Titans are one of the few teams capable of slowing down explosive offenses in today's NFL, and the development of their offense makes them an AFC sleeper down the stretch. Mm. There's a lot of football left. I mean, one, two games in a row, but we were talking about it earlier. The NFL's not really a momentum league necessarily, right? Because every game plan is different week to week. Every matchup is different week to week. Mm-hmm. And now you've got the Indianapolis Colts. So it really doesn't matter what happened last week or the week before. Now you've got this challenge in front of you.
Not at all. And just like you said, every week it's a different week. Every week brings about its new challenges and different matchups and different things that every team wants to take advantage of. And like you said, it's a long year. You know, a wise coach once told me a long time ago, when you're winning around this time of the year, every next game is going to get bigger and bigger and bigger. So, you know, like I said, it was big that we beat New England, but at the end of the day, this Indianapolis Colts game is going to be even huge, because not only is it a division game, but like you said, it's the time we're making a decision on, you know, are we going to win the division? Because that's the first goal that we set out for, is winning the division. Then we worry about everything else, and everything else will take care of itself.
Did you know that this franchise has never beaten Andrew Luck?
Yes. I found it out my rookie year. I think we lost to the Colts twice my rookie year. And they were just talking about, you know, we never beat Andrew Luck. And then we wasn't able to face Andrew Luck last year.
Right.
So, I mean, I'm not sitting here saying that it's something that, you know, we got on our checklist. Like, hey, we got to beat Andrew Luck. But, I mean, it's definitely good. It's definitely going to feel good Sunday.
Is he playing maybe the best ball of quarterback right now?
I mean, he's playing pretty good.
Yeah.
I mean, three touchdowns last week. They beat Jacksonville Jaguars, who still have a great defense. He's just playing well. I think he's leading the league in pass attempts and things like that, coming off of us, you know, the bum shoulder. So, I mean, I don't see any injuries lingering. He's playing great football.
Zero sacks in four games, too.
Yeah. And I think that's the biggest stats right there. I mean, when you're not getting sacked as a quarterback, you just stand back there, and, you know, and go through all your progressions. I mean, you're going to put up pretty good numbers.
Party time back there, right?
Well, you guys have been after the quarterback the last couple of weeks for sure. And Tom Brady's a guy that doesn't get hit a lot, but you guys were able to get back there. to the point where he was seeing ghosts.
Yeah.
Like he was feeling pressure when there wasn't pressure. So maybe Andrew Luck, having not been sacked since October 5th or whatever that stat is.
Right.
Fourth.
If you can get back there a couple times, maybe it rattles a little bit.
And I guarantee that would be one of our top keys going to this game. We have to get pressure on Andrew Luck. We talked about it last week. You know, it's easier said than done getting pressure on Tom Brady, because that's what everybody wants to do. Everybody's talking about getting him in the pocket, getting him off the spot. But we was able to do that. So it's definitely credits to Dean Pease. And I'm pretty sure Dean Pease is going to have a great scheme and a great game plan this week to, like you said, get at the Andrew Luck, get him off his spot. And like you said, I think that'll definitely give us an advantage to win the game.
Luck has never been afraid of contact. He's a big guy. He's a physical guy. He'll run to move the chains, but he'll also run to move around in the pocket, too. I mean, he presents a whole lot of problems.
Yeah, I mean, this guy, I mean, like I said, when I faced him my rookie year, I just seen the strength that he has in the pocket. You know, and then he's a real cool guy. He's a guy who will get hit. You'll hit him as hard as you can. He'll get up and like, hey, great job, man. Come do it again. And laughing at you.
Do you like that or do you not like that?
I mean, you know, a lot of times you hit a quarterback, you want to talk trash. You kind of want to see a puppy dog face a little bit. But he's not going to do that. He's going to smile, great job. And it's kind of annoying because you can't really get under his skin. But like I said, I mean, he's a great guy, great quarterback, and he's a great competitor. He's going to be a great challenge for our defense.
Y'all's quarterback kind of gets he gets pigeonholed as a quiet guy, you know, the – people outside of Nashville, this guy's too quiet, he's too nice, he's too all those things.
not good for a leader. Not he a needs good to be more right. vocal, right. He's not in vocal your face. Enough. Yeah.
Does that Nonsense. Just make you laugh when you hear that?
Yeah, it's just funny because, you know, guys don't really know Marcus like that. And I mean, and that's the kind of guy he is. He's a quiet guy. He's only going to let the people who he really cares about honestly get to know him a lot. But just learning him the past 3 years, you know, my first year I thought he was real quiet. Yeah. And, you know, just last year he started opening up a little bit more. And honestly, I think the thing that kind of changed a little bit, even for me, was the Jacksonville game last year. Yeah. You see him walking to Berry Church and kind of did that a little bit. It was like, okay, now, that's my quarterback right there. That's my quarterback. And it's funny, but like even this year, he's changing a little bit different. I know he's going out there has a whole new pregame warm-up routine that he's been working on this year, and he's been out there throwing the receivers. It's pretty good to see him, just to see his growth and his maturation. Because like I said, at the end of the day, this guy's only in year four.
He's 25 years old.
You know what I'm saying? We're comparing him to guys, you know, in year 14, year 10, year 12. Imagine what this guy's going to be when he gets to year 10.
I mean, he just turned 25.
Yeah. Exactly. I mean, we're the same age, you know?
Him throwing the stiff arm at Berry Church, though, and then the look, just the look that followed that. Then y'all go to Kansas City.
Yeah.
And he blocks the linebacker.
Right.
And he just turns and faces the sidelines, and everybody runs out on the field. I mean, that's guys who love their quarterback, man.
I know for a fact that Jacksonville game, that was, if not the top play of the year last year, in my opinion. I think what it represented, because nobody expected that to happen from Marcus. I mean, I think everybody, it was surprising. But that was one of the top players of the year last year. And like I said, man, he's a great quarterback, and I'm lucky to have him as our quarterback. And he's going to keep getting better and better and better.
I want to see ones against ones in training camp next year, and he tries to do that to you.
Oh, no. Nah, I'm not going for that. I'm not going to be as nice as Barry Church. I'm not going to hit him. I'm not going to fight him or anything. Yeah. We're going to have a little trash talk for sure. Okay. I'm not going to let him get me like that.
Well, he took Barry to church in the playoffs.
Oh, most definitely.
Now, here's Rhett Bryan's gift to all of us. Back in the studio getting ready to get this Mike Vrabel show on the road. Rhett, what's going on, brother?
Hey, that's right, guys. Coming up at 6, the Mike Vrabel show right here on 104.5 The Zone, where the head coach of the Titans will take your phone calls or questions on Twitter at Titans Radio to talk about the massive landslide victory over the New England Patriots and looking forward to the Titans and Colts matchup this Sunday. It's all ahead in the Mike Vrabel show right here on 104.5 The Zone.
I think what he meant to say was the Titans disemboweled the New England Patriots.
I don't know. Kevin, he has been using the most gruesome words
sure.
to describe
decapitated the New England Patriots.
Broke out the guillotine on the Patriots.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay, let's.
I mean, 34-10 is, I mean, there's just no doubt left. I mean, just move on.
I just call it a great team win. You know, we just played great in all three phases of the game. Special teams, offense, and defense.
Boy, DJ got
keeping
that.
It clean right there.
DJ got that game rolling. I was watching the sideline. Y'all were so hyped on that kick return, dude.
Because, you know, just seeing what this guy has been through, I mean, since I've been here, he's pretty much been a practice squad guy. A guy who we always knew who has the speed, who has the grind, who has the effort, and just shows everything that you want out of a guy. And just see him get his, you know, just get a small opportunity. It's just kick return. And it's funny that he cribbed the first one, so you expect nobody to really kick it to him again.
Right.
And they just keep kicking it to him, and every time they kick it to him, you make him pay. And one thing that we love about him is that he has, we call it in our locker room, it's just no fair dodging. He has no fair dodging or nothing. He hits it straight downhill. He uses his speed well. And he just hits his hole, man. We love it, and we're happy for him.
That's the whole key to that. Like, Mark Mariani does a bunch of stuff with us, and he was a kick returner for the right. Titans, Pro Bowler, all that stuff. And he said, look, he goes, it's a terrifying thing to think about, but what you got to do is you got to trust your guys
right.
in front of you and just hit it.
Nice.
Hit it as hard as you can.
And it's crazy because, you know, a lot of times guys hit it, and they get hit. You know?
Yeah.
But that's the main – the mentality has to be you can't fear. You can't be thinking about it. It has to be just one of those, I get it. If I see it, go. And don't think about nothing else. Just go, because if you second guess it, you're gonna stutter your feet a little bit, and you're not gonna make it.
So, what's been the difference the last couple of weeks? Do you think?
I don't think it's been a big difference as far as you know the schedule and things that we're doing. Honestly, I just think guys just understand this crunch time right now,
mm-hmm.
and I think like it was going into the bye, we understand that we're not in a great place right now, but at the same time, we're not gonna self destruct. We're just going to come together and decide what we're gonna do. And at the end of the day, right now, we're playing great football. We're not just playing great football, we're playing great team ball, great complementary football, and that's what we have to continue doing throughout the rest of the year to make it to the playoffs.
How crazy is it to watch Wesley Woodyard in front of you? He's an old head like me,
yeah.
and he's out there like every year is his best year. I mean,
he's
that guy
aging in reverse.
Yes, he's yeah. balling out.
I think that's the most fun, it's the funnest guy to play with on the team easily, because, I mean, this guy, it's weird for me to say it every time, but this guy has literally been the captain almost every single year he's been in the league.
That's right.
Like, it's not heard of. I think it's impossible. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's literally impossible to be voted captain every year you've been in the league. And, I mean, this guy just has so much fun, right? If it's getting the crowd hyped up during the game, saying funny stuff on the sideline, crawling after he makes a sack and stuff like that.
That was really
he
funny.
You can just tell, man, he's just having a ball, and we love having him.
Don't look now, though. Who does your Middle Tennessee team play this week?
I'm not even sure. I know we just beat UTEP.
Where did Wesley Woodyard go to school?
You guys play at Kentucky.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Kentucky's pretty overrated in my opinion. They're pretty overrated this year. You know, they've been having a great year, but they're just overrated. And I don't know, man. You know, Coach Stott still, man. He got some up his sleeve, man. We might have to go up there and give Kentucky a rumble for sure.
Got that veteran quarterback play,
exactly,
too,
man.
Right?
As long as you got a veteran quarterback, you always got a chance in each kind of game.
Little side bet, maybe? You and Wood?
Maybe. You know, it's funny because, you know, I always talk about it in my whole story. You know, that was a school that I was supposed to go to. I was supposed to go play wide receiver and stuff like that. So it's a blessing that I didn't go there, you know. And it's funny because I probably would have played with Avery, who was here the past couple of years. So that's a funny little side story.
At this point in the season, you really know Mike Vrabel as far as in-game stuff. What have you learned about your new head man?
Not to go dance on the logo.
Yeah, definitely learned that.
You guys came to an understanding about that.
People who are just joining us. But, man, I mean, I think one thing I just see from Vrabel, man, I see a guy who's fully dedicated to winning. You know, I think it's something that you can say all the time, but I see it like every single day. I mean, this guy sometimes he doesn't go home after a game. He stays in his office and sleeps there and watches film, wakes up in the morning and watches more film. Like, he goes out there at practice. He's running routes with the DBs.
Yeah.
He's out there working with the linebackers, working with the O-line, D-line. Like, you don't see that from a head coach. And, I mean, people can say because, yeah, he's young and stuff like that, but, I mean, I just see a conscious effort from a guy who wants to win just as bad as everybody in the building. So, I mean, it's hard not to follow a guy like him. It's hard.
Titan safety Kevin Byard with us. So Rick Stoxel didn't do that? He wasn't out there running drills with you?
Oh, most definitely not.
You never got to hit him?
Nah, of course
he might
not.
He could spin it, though.
But he was.
Stoxel's always
going to be out there yelling. He's going to have great effort and stuff like that. He's always going to be doing those kind of things. But Vrabel, it's a little different. It's a little different when you got it from a guy who's actually won Super Bowls, who's been there. Because everybody in this game, you know, if you ask any NFL guy, how many years you want to play? Most guys are going to say 10 years.
Yeah.
That's usually the benchmark. If you get to 10 years, you had a great career.
Oh, man.
Yeah. I mean, this guy played over 10 years, won Super Bowl rings. I mean, you should fall in line to want to get coached by a guy like this. So I think that's kind of the feeling that everybody has about him.
Pretty lucky for a guy like you. Dick LeBeau is your defensive coordinator. Then Dean Pease, Mike Vrabel, head coach. Mike Mularkey, who played a long time in the league, too. I mean, you've been lucky and blessed, the guys that you're listening to.
Man, I've been lucky and blessed to have been coached by great coaches, legendary coaches, play with great players, playing with a great secondary. I mean, we can always talk about, you know, individual stats and stuff like that, but this is a team game, and there's so much more stuff that goes into, you know, an individual effort. you know, I can only say I'm just appreciated and blessed, you know, the people I've just been around my whole life.
How much fun do you have playing on the road? We talk about the Dallas game, and there were a lot of Titans fans in Dallas.
Yeah, it was.
There are going to be a lot of Titans fans in Indianapolis. That's a short trip. It's got to be kind of cool to walk out there and see, like, pockets of your own fan base.
Yeah, most definitely. And I always enjoy away games, sometimes more than home games.
To quiet people down.
Yeah, to quiet people down. It's just one of those things. You come into somebody else's stadium as the underdog. And usually we're coming to the stadium as the underdog. And it's kind of one of those deals where you really have to go into a game and you're out here trying to, you know, you want to be at the end of the game in the fourth corner, turn around to the sidelines, turn around to the stands, like, hey, bye-bye, y'all can go home now. It's a fun thing to do at the end of the game when you're beating somebody. You're kind of enjoying it. And like I said, I definitely enjoy going to away games. And it was always like that in college, just one of those deals, just being a road warrior, just getting that to that mentality.
Do you do anything fun during football season, or is that reserved for out of season? Like hobby, hang out, what, when you have free time? Yeah, what do you do?
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it usually is plus in the off season.
Married man now.
Yeah, I'm married now.
Oh, man, life's over.
Let me tell you, here's your chance for brownie points. Yes, I hang out with my fabulous wife.
I just took my wife out to dinner last night. We had a great time at the Chef and I. And that's usually what I do. I always set up a certain, like, every usually Friday is our date night. So I didn't do it, you know what I'm saying? So I used to do Friday's date night. And if we have a certain off day, like Monday and Tuesday, and we have Victory Monday or Victory, like I said, Victory Monday, I used to take her out on that Monday.
Yeah.
So, I mean, most of the other fun stuff, I leave that for the off season. You know, throughout the season, man, stuff is so jam-packed and your routine is so, it has to be on the same thing. So I like to keep it going and keep it going. Have my fun in the off season when I can.
Well, you're going to have fun Sunday in Indianapolis. Coming up. Yeah, Andrew Luck. Fun.
Yeah, I mean, it feels good. Like you said, man, we got a division opponent coming up. They have two great tight ends, who I'm excited about to go up against. So it's definitely going to be fun.
Well, we appreciate you coming out here. I know you got several other people that want to take a picture and meet you and all of those things. So Kevin Byard, Titans All-Pro Safety, with us at Kings Dining and Entertainment. Kevin, always good to see you, man. Thank you for the time.
Most awesome job. Thank you, guys.
Yes, sir.
All right.